Blog Talk Radio.
Well, when I think of His grace and His mercy, just one word comes to mind, and that word is amazing. Company?
Amen, amen, amen. My everything. He is my everything. That's right, that's right. Jesus, if he ain't your everything, then I don't know what you're doing. Amen. But look, y'all, it is Monday, Missional Monday, October the 16th, 2017. And Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side studios located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And we have a show for you today. As always, it's your boy, your host, Miss Danielle King. And look, y'all, look who happened to be sitting over here to the far right. It's the one, the only, the good pastor from the south side of Chicago. The one, the only, Pastor Cornelius Parks. What's up, sir? He's back, y'all. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we're going to have some fun today, man. We're going to talk about some stuff. It's going to be a good time. Today's topic of conversation is going to be good. Hope y'all ready for it. Three steps to getting your walk with Jesus back on track. Three steps. Three steps. That's all, Doc. That's all it takes, man. Three steps. Three steps to get your walk with Jesus back on track. That's it. That's it. Hey, come on now. Come on. Come on. Come on. So that, look at it. That's going to be good. I hope y'all ready for it. Let me give you the rundown of how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1 and you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. We would love to hear from you on the air. If you want to email the show, email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's definitely how we'd love to read that email live on the air. Social media, you can find us on Twitter. Tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Looking forward to hearing from you all that way as well. The live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv, Ustream.tv. You can find us daily. Make sure I open up that little chat room for the peoples. Ustream.tv. You can find us right there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And yes, sir. And then Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us right there for your watching and listening pleasure. Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. And then last but not least, you can subscribe to our podcast. It don't cost you nothing. Just do a simple search. Google us. Do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off Radio Podcast. And whatever, which way, whichever system you use to listen to podcasts, you can find us. Man, I think that's it. What's going on, sir?
Man, you got this thing, man. How are you?
I ain't heard that in a minute, man. You got this thing. That's his lie.
That's my lie.
That's your lie.
Yeah. Man.
What's going on, man?
Man, you got this thing.
Man, what is it again? He repeated it.
Man, I know. Right?
What's been up, man? How you been?
Man, chilling, man.
Is softball season over?
No.
No.
But I'm done.
Oh, you done?
I'm done. Man, I don't know. I twist my knee or something.
Yeah, because he got a different limp today,
yeah,
y'all.
Man, I got a brace. Actually, it's been a good month.
Oh, wow.
So I got the brace on today. So, man, I got two or three more leads, but I just, man, gave it up for the season, man.
Wow.
It's rough on your boy.
Yeah. Well, look, man, you won, what, three championships?
No, I won 9 championships this season.
Wow.
A total of 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's with what, 2 different teams, 3 different teams?
That's with 3 different teams.
3 different teams. So
yeah.
you put your work in. They'll be all right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a lot. Plus, it's a lot of time, too, man. That's a lot. Because you were playing ball on Sundays, right? After church.
So after church, yeah, we go out to the park. Believe it or not, that was my best ball because you out there with a lot of the fellas and – it's relaxing, man.
You was doing this after you was preaching.
Yeah, but
I couldn't have did.
Now, honestly, once you start doing it,
it's part of the routine.
It's part of your body get adjusted to it. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. I used to be like that.
Okay.
Like when I wasn't doing it every so often, I didn't know how to adjust my body to it. And you know, they say one sermon is equivalent to 40 hours of work
on the
body.
I agree.
Because even like associate,
yeah,
you got to pour. You got to give your, like,
man.
You can't have a down. You can't have a down day. You got to really just let it rip. Yeah, because
you gotta
let
you don't know when your next.
Right.
You don't know when your next.
Literally, this may be my last time.
And see, you know, preachers say it all the time, but from the associate standpoint, this may be my last.
Yeah. So,
man.
I feel you on that, though.
Man.
I do. I feel you.
I was dead yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
I couldn't preach yesterday. Yeah, I couldn't have done I couldn't have did anything yesterday.
You preached here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't. I couldn't have did nothing. Yesterday.
Oh,
yesterday,
man.
I was
when did
done.
You preach yesterday, man?
Oh, wait. It just hit me. Philippians 3.
Okay.
The title was just simply Press On.
Press On.
Press On.
Leave no things behind. Press
yeah,
on.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And that's
and,
good.
And,
that's good.
And man, I had, you know, I used my tab. Who is this calling me? Y'all know that don't call me. Don't make me say who this number. I don't even know your number. See, that's the first problem. But obviously, somebody don't know me. See, because I don't, ain't no, you see, ain't no, don't, right. Well, when I say block talk. But I don't know, right. I don't know you because you ought to know better.
It's crazy.
I had, you know, I use my tablet, right,
uh-huh.
to with all my information on it.
Uh-huh.
So let me see your tablet for a hot second.
Uh-huh.
So I use my tablet like this on
uh-huh.
the podium. So
uh-huh.
you know, when you use the tablet, I have the words. I put the font larger.
Gotcha.
Because
gotcha.
You know, I
ain't,
you know, you
definitely.
You just
want
to glance and go,
yeah,
glance
gotcha.
And go,
yeah.
glance and go. You know, you know, just to hit, you know, find your point,
yeah.
get back where you know, so you can get back to your point.
Yeah.
You know, you glance and go. So because of the font that I use. Because I do it in Word or whatever, Word says it's like, originally it's like 7 pages with
okay.
the regular size font,
yeah.
right? But because I use the large
14.
No, it was 52.
50.
Because you literally this is the size of your screen. So, you know, I'm sitting there, so man, I can tell you right now, I might have got to like halfway through that before that tablet was just over there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just over there, and something just else just kind of happened, and yeah.
Man, yesterday I preached.
Where'd you preach from?
I came from Luke 6.
Okay.
When Jesus talking to you, love your enemies, love those that despitefully use you and
that's
all
good.
That.
I was just reading that.
And I preached on why I'm treated so bad.
Wow.
And to be honest with you, you know, when we look at that text, when we just look at how we've been treated as Christians, it's part of our process. And we never know, fully understand that it's truly
mm-hmm.
part of your process. Jesus had to get treated bad in order to save the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we don't want to accept that aspect.
Yeah.
Because I even told them I had a problem when I was doing my studies with Jesus because
mm-hmm.
it seemed like my enemies would have the upper hand. But in essence, Jesus said, I don't want you to worry about this little small stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what I need you to do is just behave properly and let me take care of them for you. You already know they're your enemies, so
mm-hmm.
they're out to destroy you no matter what.
Mm.
It's your frenemies that you really need to be worried about.
My. I want to just acknowledge some people real quick. Now, Friday, we had a brother popped up on Facebook Live, was from Israel.
Wow.
Facebook Live, right. Today, Lan Smige, Smigh, says, good morning, viewing from by way of London.
London.
I love it. Look at it. I love it. God bless you, sir. God bless you.
We're national inter.
Charmaine Ricketts, what's going on? I see y'all. She done popped on there. Charmaine Ricketts, you know, you got any chicken laying around? You know, we always go for a 3-4 piece over here.
Man, let me tell you this.
Come on.
I have to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Last Sunday was, not this past Sunday,
mm-hmm.
Sunday before last,
mm-hmm.
was my family and friends day.
Yes.
And we preached on dysfunctional family.
Yeah,
we talked about the whole story of Joseph.
My. Okay.
The whole story of Joseph.
My.
But I had the largest crowd during the morning service history.
Wow.
At First Bethel.
Yeah.
Man, dude,
all y'all stuff is falling at the. I don't want to say the wrong time because it's the time y'all have it. Because everybody's having something. Michael is doing his. Did it start this week or last week? The 120th and 121st year.
Yeah, yep.
And
yeah, his anniversary coming up. Yep.
Mount Vernon's was doing their all last week or the
and
last week and a half
too.
And also oh, been
actually,
all,
to this
it's
week.
It's
yeah.
this week.
But he's been doing Sundays as well.
Right. But yeah, so we got all that.
Yeah.
And then everybody's having all these sort of things. You had your family and friends day.
Yeah,
Angela
man.
Had something. And this is the one time of the that I can't go nowhere.
You can't go nowhere.
I can't go nowhere.
And I just learned that. You can't go nowhere.
Yeah, I can't go nowhere.
You
so,
stuck.
Yeah, at least in the morning service time, I can't go nowhere. And then afternoon, I'm ready to go to sleep. So it don't,
yeah, because you're
no
you're the labor,
bruh.
You the labor.
I swear, I lost 4 pounds yesterday. At least 4.
Man, at least we know your labor wasn't in vain. Yes, sir.
Oh my God,
I love it, man.
Man,
I
so
love
yeah,
it.
So it's good. So you had a big crowd, family and friends there.
Yeah, 5 joint.
That's awesome.
We get man, listen, the Lord bless, put in my spirit. I had these olive oil bottles, like the big ones.
Yeah,
and most people cook with it, but
right.
I anointed every last one. I blessed them.
Oh.
And passed them out to the members.
Oh, that's
to
awesome.
The business friends. Man, it was now that was the
that's
most
cool.
awesome part.
That's
man.
Cool. That's
man,
cool.
And then
that.
We of course we gave away a lot of other
mm-hmm.
product stuff, but.
Right.
To have that crowd
mm-hmm.
on a morning service,
yeah,
man, I felt like I was Jake.
Preached a little different, didn't you?
Man, man. But to be honest with you, I preach
you
harder.
Regardless, anyway,
yeah.
but
I preach harder when it's smaller numbers than it is larger. But I was appreciative.
You are
to the church.
You are
because I've been trying to get them to invite people,
mm-hmm.
and I of course I gave incentive.
Yeah,
but they still showed up.
Mm.
And like I told them yesterday,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't tell me what you can't do.
That's good.
Because if you was able to get these people in this church on last Sunday,
mm-hmm.
we was packed out.
Mm.
Now we got a new musician.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
He remixed a couple of songs.
Oh Lord.
I know some of my members.
Oh Lord!
But he remixed. He reigns forever.
Uh huh.
Oh my God! They sound like Frank Sinatra.
What did he do with the opera spin?
Man, no opera. He slowed it
oh.
down.
Oh
man, you know how you rewind the
yeah.
The tape?
Yeah.
So they singing and laughing because they know he slowed them down. Now they supposed to. He reigns forever.
Right. Right, Emmanuel, right.
He
did it on purpose?
No. It wasn't a purpose.
Did he not know how the song went?
Now, I'm in the pulpit.
Y'all got a drummer?
Just messed up.
Once again, I'm going to ask the question. Do y'all have a drummer?
And so I said to myself, he will pick the first day.
Right.
But it's a pass.
This ain't the day to come in here.
But it's a pass.
Right. That's it. Right. Don't hit me with this new stuff. Give me the what you know.
But you can't tell no, but you can't tell him he wasn't just
probably was over there leaning too.
I just let's see your book. So I said die.
You did not. No, you didn't. Not in the pulpit. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Man.
No, you didn't.
Bro, I was laughing so hard. I had a cramp. Like, hey, now I'm telling you this. I'm my quiet number one supporter. I don't
right.
care. Man, listen here. I know where we at, and I
right.
know where God's going to take us, right?
Right.
But, man, and he was like, he was getting mad at them because they was going too fast. And I'm sitting here like, man, I never heard he rang forever.
I'm assuming
like
they had
life.
Some kind of choir rehearsal.
They did.
And he didn't.
Man, listen here. So I was getting, now, normally when I get up, I sing something.
Right.
I said, nah.
But see, that's probably when you should have, oh, because you didn't want him. Oh,
no.
You want some of this?
No. Come on, Pop. No.
Right, we're sitting over there on the organ like this here.
You
want some of this?
No.
No.
No, but I love him, though. He got a spirit out of this world, man. Man, I'm. You know, he's
Jody,
used to be a
up,
member
uh-huh, he's been
of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came back like a month ago.
Okay.
And, man, I love him. He's a minister, him and his wife. She can't. They come right in this back in the saddle and just working, man. But you know me, man. I'm goofy, man. I just can't hold nothing, man. Like, so yesterday, my chairman was out. Chairman was out of town, so
okay.
I asked him, I said, man, you need me to come help you with devotion.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me like, huh? Pastor, I got this. You know me. I had a flashback. I just thought he was going to go there again. But he did well, man. So we said, God be the glory.
I was waiting to hear the other side of the story.
Man,
okay, he did. Okay.
Now, my God. So
what we got? What we got?
All right. His first Sunday playing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I haven't had music in a while. So I'm tuning.
Right.
And I was there. As I'm closing, he started playing shouting music.
So he just took you. He just went on in there, but by himself.
He's like, I just looked.
That's all right, brother. That's what he supposed to look over there. Like, don't leave me now. Let me leave. Let me leave. You don't leave. Let me.
I told him, that's all right, brother. I don't want to go there.
Right.
I feel like teaching again.
Yeah.
Man. So what's been good with you, man?
Man, I
feel like a long time coming.
Yeah, I know. You been there for 2 weeks, 3 weeks? How long you been out?
Not, well, really one. Because,
okay,
yeah.
It seems like, oh, right,
because
I was out. Right,
yeah,
okay,
you,
oh,
yeah.
True, got you. Then the following week, I got you. So, man, it's been busy.
Yeah.
Busy.
Yeah.
It's been a busy, trying month. That's what I'll say. It's been a... That first week of the month was just ugly.
Really?
Yeah, it was ugly, man. It was ugly, and got to a point, man, where you know I had that going on. The ugly stuff happened, and then had the stuff here at the church. You know, was like all of a sudden that got pushed up.
Mm.
So you know,
it
felt like because
it's good to see.
So that happened, and
you're
and,
in the race.
And
I'm gonna leave that alone, though.
Share to say, Park, do the shop music again. That's crazy. So yeah, man, it's been busy because I'm still doing an Oak Book deal, and then
how's that coming along?
It's cool. Just
good.
That's crazy.
Good.
But doing an Oak Book deal, and then. Now we got teaching Bible study again on Wednesdays again.
Yeah,
grabbing material that you know, like, oh Lord, let me go read through this again and all
school?
That stuff. School, yes,
yeah.
School,
yeah.
School started, which is a
welcome to suffering.
No, this ain't even that. This worse than that. This is. I was telling Latanya the other day. I said. I had to watch, because everything's online,
sure.
So you're watching. And I told her
sure.
that watching this one professor talk was like listening to somebody explain how paint dry.
Honestly, I'm having a problem with that because my attention span is just all over the place.
So here's what, let me help you out. Do you have, where are you watching, on this? Or?
I have a recorder.
Oh, so you just record it?
No, I watch and record.
Right, I go back because it's available afterwards.
Yeah.
But so you go back, okay?
And I got the little recorder.
So you can listen to it afterwards.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I do.
Help me. Help
here's
me.
Here's what I do.
Help me.
So you got some? You got headphones?
Uh huh.
Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Okay. This is what you should do. I listen to it when I'm in Oak Brook.
Okay.
I'm in somewhere I can do it. I'll just listen to it just so it's like so that way when I actually go back to listen to the recorded version, I've heard it and it sink in.
But how long are you? But yours don't take attendance?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay.
For the live they do.
Right, right.
You only have to be in there for so long of time before they mark you in or out.
Okay.
Right. So I push.
You just taught me something.
Yeah. You ain't got the. No.
You just taught me something.
No. I log on to be sleep.
Okay. You just taught me something. All right. Hey,
so,
he just taught me something.
You know, and then so the bad part is on the blackboard. I don't know if you got the Liberty blackboard. So they have chat rooms.
Yeah.
And so you have a chat room out. So there's a chat room that's going on during the live class.
It sure is.
But then there's side chats. I'll be dying because people be like,
can somebody just buzz me? People be like, call my phone when this is over so I can wake up in case I get asked a question or something.
Now, the group breakout sessions are
that I can deal with.
Now, this is what I do. So
okay.
I go somewhere, whether I go to the church
or
go anywhere that I'm not comfortable.
Oh, okay. So you don't – I see what you're saying.
I can't do it at home.
Because you're going
– it's a wrap. It's a wrap. So I treat it literally like I'm going
like
to class.
Okay.
So I tell – I'm on my way to class.
Right, right.
So I go somewhere where I'm isolated. It's just me that I can really keep in mind. I've been out a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this is adjusting. It is like it's really getting me. So I go somewhere that I'm just is isolated.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can disturb me.
Right.
And I can really just focus.
Yeah. See, the cool thing is I have and you know if you know how to remote access, you know I can remote access to my Keisha Moore say, stay in class, bitch.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
I can remote into my computer, right? And then from there, because now my main computer is down, my main laptop, which is really killing me.
Okay.
Because like I had a lot of stuff on there, even though most of my stuff is in the cloud. So I'm using this little bootleg laptop I got now just to get me through some stuff.
Okay.
I can remote into that, so I can be wherever. And log in, and then, you know.
See, I ain't all that techie. You know.
I go back and watch. I have to go back and watch it later. Because, see, I'm up at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'll be watching the class.
So this is what I do.
Okay, go ahead.
This is my help.
Go ahead.
So after my evening class.
Okay.
I sit wherever I'm at. I go back to review immediately.
Okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Immediately.
Gotcha.
So I can get it, like, I'm a sponge.
Makes sense.
I learned that my studying techniques in college.
Okay.
So what happens, most people wait until the night to go to the library and all that. But I knew that's when everybody else gonna come there, your attention span is gone.
Mm.
So after each class, I take 45 minutes to review what I just learned.
That's good. That's good.
And so now I'm retaining it even better.
That's good.
And so now that's what I do. So after the class, because my he's so monotone. Like, he's just ridiculous, man. Like, I don't understand how he got the job. Like, it's just.
But Liberty, I don't know if you saw, like, we had to watch, as part of the doctorate program, they're doing their convocation this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we had to watch.
Oh, see, I don't have to do that.
We had to watch last Wednesday or Thursday, had to watch this speaker they had, this Roman Catholic priest.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Dude was up there in a full, what do they call them things? Them look like a monk's robe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
did you understand him?
Yeah, he was talking. He wasn't preaching.
Okay.
But he was, you know, well, I guess he's preaching for them, you know, for that group of people, he's preaching. But he was talking, and he didn't like to go into no big Catholic deal, but a lot of people on the side was like, you know, Liberty needs to be shaming itself for bringing in blah, 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 this Catholic dude. So it's like you're trying to watch that and do whatever. And so I didn't want to watch it on the Liberty website. I went to Facebook Live and watched it.
Okay.
Because Facebook Live, I knew I could go in there and I could comment on Facebook Live and I get no trouble.
Oh, my God. Now, this is what I learned about going to seminary school.
Yes.
They want to deprogram you to program you.
They do. They want to break down. But here's the problem with Liberty. I got what I got from you. So you ain't going, you can't see for you, if that might actually, you know, but here's the other problem too. The older you are, it's hard to be deprogrammed.
See, this is my problem. There you go.
It's
my
hard to be.
Been in this thing for 20 years.
Yeah.
And for them to want to deprogram me in order to program me to what they're teaching.
Right.
And it's totally against what I already know.
Yeah. See, my thing that I was able to get from them was they showed me a lot of stuff that I did not know.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I didn't know it was based off of how I allowed other people to teach me.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I'm glad that they corrected some stuff.
That's good.
Great. But then the way they showed you how to, as far as the class, what you're doing now for the masters.
Yes.
They showed you how to break down. There's a thing where they show you how to break down. When you get ready to go, when you're doing, are you got apologetics yet?
Not yet. That's next semester.
Okay. When you get ready to do apologetics, that's going to be, for you, it might be even more of a challenge because you've been doing this thing for a while.
Hermeneutics.
Hermeneutics is cool. Hermeneutics was fun. Now when you, I'm doing hermeneutics again. And
okay.
That's what you're doing now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We need to talk then. I got you.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's I enjoy it. I like the challenge of it. So that's the one thing about it. I'm always up for a challenge, but I just find it so, like you said, dude is so monotone. One of these cats,
yeah,
man, he's so monotone. And then I have a female instructor, professor, who was in for another person who was out, and she was too doggone excited for me.
Oh, wow.
And so she kept doing this thing to make sure we were paying attention. You know, kept going through and saying, so she'd be on the thing, and then she'd be like, so, Cornelius Parks, what is your impression of, what do you think the writer was getting at? And you, you know, so you, so I'd be sitting back like this, wait for my name. Just, so I look, so I got the Bluetooth on, right? And the computer's over there. So, you know, you can go 30 feet with the Bluetooth. So I'm way over here. And I heard faintly, Dana King. And I'm like, crap, I go running back to the screen. What do you think about? Then I'm doing my best sales job. Well, you know, I think I'm not diametrically opposed to what was being said. I don't have a clue as to what was just being talked about.
The reason why I'm laughing,
uh-huh,
that's why I'm fearful of not being on, because he calls out. Yeah,
they call out
that's
people.
Good.
They call
good,
out
man.
People. So it's
good.
It's good. It keeps you on your toes, man. It keeps you on your toes. Look, I wanna look. So. But yeah, it's good. It's hard, but I enjoy it. End of the day, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's only making you better.
Yeah.
It's only making you better. Man, look. Let me share this with the Facebook people, and you will enjoy this like anybody else. So Friday, you know, I'm out in Oak Brook, right?
Uh-huh.
So I had met a guy. Reverend King, I went to Liberty at first before I went to Trinity International, but Liberty culture is different, and they couldn't understand me, and I couldn't understand them. That's why I left. What's up, Ron Brown? What's going on, Doc? Hey, okay, I understood. Yeah, the culture is different, but so is the culture at Moody. I know a whole lot of us that go to Moody, and the first thing they say is it's a culture shock. Yeah, it is a culture shock. I was offered, somebody tried to get me to do radio at Moody, and they said, but you might have to tone it down some. And I
put it.
Yeah, know. And I said, that probably ain't going to work.
But, you know, with Trinity, they have Trinity and Northern Baptist have more.
Northern out of Lombard.
Yes.
Well, see, Northern, and see, here's the problem with Northern. Northern's online stuff is first of all, I was done with school. The only reason I went back is because Liberty gave me this money.
College, yeah.
Okay, that's just the truth. So, but Northern, I would have went to Northern before I went to Liberty to get my master's, but they were so much more doggone expensive for their online classes.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't have this new urban minister's deal.
Yeah.
They didn't have that.
Yeah.
I wish they would have had
that. I know a lot of guys that was going, I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
They was because they was telling me to hold off
right
at Liberty because of Northern, but I haven't seen no progress with them. So
wow,
I
was just like I was amazed by that, man. But wait, man, what's going on, Ron? Hope everything's good with you, man. So the let me share this with you. So Friday I'm out of Oak Brook, right? So I met these cats. These cats came to Oak Brook wearing Tesla T-shirts.
Uh-huh.
Right, because there's a Tesla dealership in Oak Brook. Stop laughing. There's a Tesla dealership. Y'all scaring me. Shiante, do you leave? Why are we scaring you? Oh, something else you're talking about school. So they came in. I talked to some cats. They would tell me about the cars. You know, that's what kind of car I drove and all this kind of
uh-huh.
stuff. I'm like, yeah, okay. So you should come test drive the car. I was like, yeah, whatever. So we went through this whole phase. So I said, I went online, looked it up, they put my information. I forgot all about it. So what ended up happening is Friday, normally I go eat my lunch about between whatever time it is. I go eat about 5 or 6 o'clock or whatever it is. So I ended up not going. So I looked on the thing, and it was like, oh, I can go over to Tesla. Biggest mistake I've made in my life.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you something right now.
Uh-oh.
That is the most beautiful piece of – have you ever been in one?
Yes, I have. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Don't tell me you're going to do it.
No, I can't.
Okay.
I ain't gonna play. I can't even. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Jesus would have to go in there and say, get him that.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay.
I would.
Yeah.
But I can't.
And they're fast, man.
Huh?
They are fast.
I know.
Extremely.
So you just rode in one or you drove it?
I rented one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, from Enterprise up here? Yeah, because I need Enterprise renting them now. But yeah, somebody renting them now. But man, yeah. I went through. I drove the new. It's called the 100B or 100S, whatever it is. It's the S class, whatever it is. Okay. Model S as a Sam, and got in that thing, man. And he gave me a tour of the car at the dealership first. There's one on the floor, and he gave me a tour of how everything works. It was the craziest part was, for y'all don't know, it's about the Tesla car. There's no engine in the car. There's no motor.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know. Did you actually look under the hood?
No.
See, so I'm right. So if you pop the hood, there's nothing there but a trunk.
A trunk.
And a spot to put windshield wiper fluid. That's it. If you pop the actual trunk, there's nothing there. There's no spare tire. There's nothing there. The motors are on the wheelbase. So it's a motor on the front wheels and a motor on the back wheels. That's where your motor is. Everything is electric and wired. There's nothing. Did you know the car was waterproof?
No, but I know you can charge it up or something.
Right, but it's waterproof, meaning you can, like, you know how we drive through the city and they tell you don't go on the divide out because you can't see, you know, don't take no chances? You go through with the Tesla. The Tesla is waterproof up to the windows, the side up. That's your line.
Wow.
That high up.
Wow.
Because they had to seal the bottom off because of all the electrical stuff going through there.
Wow.
So everything is sealed.
Wow.
So we went through this process. Did you try the autopilot or you just drove the car?
I just drove it.
This is why I know you got to
have the autopilot in the one in the 16.
It depends on what model.
Okay.
It was. Get in the car. We get on 88. We drive. He said, engage the autopilot. And he said, remember what I showed you in this? I said, yeah. So you pull the thing back and the whole screen lights up and tells you the autopilot is on. He said, okay, now you can take your hands off the steering wheel. I said, what? He said, you can take your hands off the steering wheel. Took my hands off the steering wheel. The car started navigating on its own.
Wow.
So I see a curve coming because we on 88. He was like, and I, you know, instinct wanna, because you know, you've drove with your knee before.
Sure.
You know, instinct said, he said, no. The car automatically started on the screen, because in this one, I'm assuming they had it, it's got a 17 inch monitor.
Yeah.
But it's like one of these turned sideways. The cameras in the car are already projecting the curve, so the car automatically starts turning.
Wow.
Without you. I said, oh, so all I got to do is keep my foot on the gas. He said, why you still got your foot on the gas? He said, man, relax. Take your foot off the gas. He said, the only reason you need to be sitting in that seat is for legal reasons.
Wow.
The car drove.
Wow. Wow.
The car drove. Then the killer was, at the very beginning, when I get to the dealership, he handed me the key. He said, push this button right here. Why does the car come to you?
Man, stop playing.
I'm done.
See, I guess when you rent them, they don't have all those.
That's
features.
Probably the Model X.
Yeah.
Yeah, they ain't finna rent you the $87,000 car.
Yeah.
But it could, but But man, it's an amazing piece of machinery. I loved it. I just thought it was the
man, that's crazy.
The craziest thing. And it is electric. It's all electric. It's not hybrid. It's all electric.
Yeah.
Charging stations, all that. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I'm just saying.
Man, we look like we got a lot of folks in here today, man.
Yeah, we do, man. Let's say something to the peoples, man. Who we got? What I missed? Let me see. There's a bunch of y'all in here. Let me go all the way back to the Andre Parker, Charmaine Ricketts, Princess Johnson, Lynn Singh from UK. One more time.
UK.
Yolanda King, I see you. Charmaine Ricketts, oh, I said your name. Tim McCarver, God bless you. Princess Johnson. Hatchet. Is that what it say? Okay. Do you know that person?
No.
Shh. Hatchet. Shh. Or the SH. Is it just supposed to say SH?
Shh.
Hatchet. Stop. Latanya Mel, I see you in the role. Loretta Anthony, Lakeisha Winters, Deshonda, God Will Do It, Henderson. Here y'all go with these names.
God Will Do It.
God Will Won't He Do It. George Betty, what's going on, big boy? Keisha Moore, Crystal Loves All Mitchell. All right. Sharon Davis, Catherine Walker, Lady May Z.
Z.
Okay. Roy Townsend, what's up, cuz? Austin in the house. Sheldon Wilson, I see you. Lavish Laney, Lloyd Bingham. Woo. J.R. Burt, what's going on, Mr. Burt?
Bishop Burke.
Bishop Burke. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Tony Gilliam, Cedric Towner. What's going on? Latasha White, Carla Washington, Vanessa Bowers, Merlene. Man, Mother Merlene Coleman Francis is in the house from the kingdom. We used to be former mother here at the kingdom.
Okay,
Missionary Baptist Church done joined in. My God, we rolling in high tide.
Got some more over here.
Ronald Brown is in the house. Valerie Davis is in the house. Brandon Thomas, Shiante Bulis. Just that name, just every time I say it. Carlita Hodges, Alicia Lumpkin. What's going on, man? I ain't seen her in a minute. Francis Bowman, Audrea McGee, Matt Holt, and Gloria Jackson. Who else you got over there? You got some more names.
Therese Powell.
Thank you.
Kiana Little, Sharonda Latrice.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. I'm done. Ali Grant.
Okay.
Kathy Bryant Foster.
Okay, okay.
Katrina Thompson, Tim Morris, Charles Talbert. Shoo, what's up? Erica B. Lovin.
I'm finna pick on Pod.
Here we go.
So y'all know last couple of weeks, right? See, he ain't been here, so I've been holding back. I wanted to say something on Facebook, but I didn't. So y'all know Pod's been posting these pictures of some food and stuff that he been cooking.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I almost got caught choked up there talking about it. He been posting these pictures about some food and stuff. He been cooking on down to the Facebook.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, hashtag, I can do it for myself. Right, I can do it all.
That's right.
By myself.
Yes, sir.
Now, you posted some chicken legs the other day. Oh, about maybe 3-4
Oh, yeah. A little while ago. Mm-hmm.
And then the other day, last one I saw, you posted anything else, I missed it. The last one I saw was some kind of fish.
Tilapia?
That's what I thought it was. I wasn't sure. Now.
Here we go. Brace yourself.
What exactly was, how was the tilapia prepared? So was it grilled?
It was grilled on top of the stove.
On top of the grill, grill pan or whatever it is.
Yeah,
okay.
On top.
And you grilled it on top. Now, tilapia is a thin fish. Is it thin, thick? I don't eat it, so I don't know.
Medium size.
It's me. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the thickness of it.
One side is thinner than the other side.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So the tilapia. What's going on, Deacon W.C. Rice? I see you in the house. That tilapia was looking a little like my throat. A little dry.
It wasn't dry. No, it was not dry. That, you know, when you do it, what made it moist,
uh-huh.
I cooked it in oil.
Uh-huh. Oil or olive oil?
Olive oil, okay. Yeah,
all
olive
right.
oil. So
uh-huh.
Probably on the picture, it may look dry
because uh-huh.
I grilled it on top of the stove.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so I was
okay.
making sure it get enough brown to it.
Gotcha.
But the asparagus was the hit.
I saw the asparagus.
That was the hit. Now
asparagus tips or spears? Which one?
I had the tips.
Spears. It's racial.
No. Yeah.
I mean, y'all don't know what a movie that was. Anyway, they don't know what movie that was. Okay, so I don't eat asparagus, so I don't, you know. So you posted all these snippets, all these meals, man, and then I see folk making comments. That's what I want to really tease about. Folk making comments talking about where mine at. And,
I don't respond back.
Well, I'm just saying, I saw quite a few.
I don't respond back. That's just social media.
Now, some of these people is like local.
Social media.
I'm just saying,
social media. Social media.
But the people wanted to know when they could.
Social media. I'm probably one of the most sarcastic guys, so I don't respond back.
You just not okay.
Social media.
All right.
Just like, you know, everybody. I am a Papa Do's king. I love Papa Do's.
Yeah, you show up in Papa Do's more frequently lately.
Honestly, I try to do Papa Do's once a week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, it's not as expensive as everyone think it is.
It's good if you're going by yourself.
$30.
$30.
What you get?
What
I get the combo. You get the catfish, with the Cajun combo, catfish with the rice, dirty rice, and then the shrimp, Cajun shrimp with white rice, and then the swamp thing.
Oh, okay. So all that together be $30.
Pretty much. And then you get as much bread you want, as much water you want. Yeah, $30. And then if you get good with them, you can ask for some taste testers.
What?
Yes, sir.
No taste.
And then, you know, they got
taste testers.
Yeah, for this month, on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays of this month, they have the whole seafood platter is half off. So
really?
$13.99.
Yeah. He got all the information about Chianti Bulisa Gator Tail.
They are very good.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah. Alligator. Right. Yeah. It's good. It's fried. It's mind your chicken a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I've only been to Papa Do's twice.
Really?
Twice. Yeah. We did my mom a little birthday gathering there maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
And then I went once after that. I haven't been since though. I'm not that big on seafood.
I am.
I know you are. So I'm not that big on seafood, but
and if anybody want to bless me?
Yes, God, Swamp Thing. Do they have gift certificates?
Yeah.
Look, he said, yeah, real quick.
Yeah, and you get.
Sound like he's been on the receiving end of one or two.
I have. one. And guess who did it? Dana Miller.
Oh, did she sent you one?
Yeah, this was a while back.
Oh, okay.
This
awesome.
Was a while back.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she sent one maybe a year ago.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
But you know, when you get buy a gift certificate there, you get like $10 off or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's.
Do they got any cards or something that they punch when you? They got that type of situation.
No,
really.
But they got reward points. Like, email and all that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get an email almost every day with Papa Do's. And then they got happy hour.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, so real quick, we did. I just had teasing about them food pictures because what the real thing that came to my mind, too, was that whole thing we were trying to get together. We just couldn't. We couldn't.
You're right,
the whole preacher's cook deal.
Now, I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah.
Because of that, somebody seen it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to show you the text message.
Oh, Lord.
Their church doing it.
Are you serious?
A men's cook-off.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
They're doing it. And hold on. Let me. I'm going to find it.
So because we, in case y'all didn't know, we have been trying. We started talking about this almost. It's been over a year. And we started talking about this. First, it was going to be a grill deal.
Right.
And then we started talking about the whole preacher's cook, the main course, appetizer, main course, and a dessert. I think that's what we said, right? That's what we had.
Yep.
Yeah. So we had talked about doing this whole preacher's cook deal, and it just never came to fruition because, you know, people scheduled. They're trying to find the right location and kitchen big enough to do all this, whether it was going to be on the grill. First, we said it was going to be preacher's grill. Then it ended up being preacher's cook. So I'm thinking – you know, first we were going to just do it just to do something to be fun. But then when you start talking about fundraising and stuff, then it's like, okay, now you're talking about money. And then, it's always something making it more complicated than it have to be. But where is it at?
So this is the Ministry of New Zion presents Men Who Cook.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's Saturday, October the 28th from 2 to 4.
I'll be bowling.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Saturday when?
The 28th.
That's Ohio.
12147 South Cicero.
Oh, wow.
That's in Alston.
Okay.
I guess you bring your food there already.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're doing it that way.
I want something that's big enough that we can cook right then and there.
That's why.
It might work out better grilling, doing that.
Yeah, because you can do it outside. Yeah,
exactly. You have more space.
That's why I kind of was gearing towards trying to do it here. We got four stoves.
Yes.
And we got four oven tops and four ovens in there where you could get people in to do their work. And you got enough space to get in there and where you can work.
We may need to consider that for next year.
Yeah, so maybe it's something we could do. I know something that we probably could do. Use it as a fundraiser for a back-to-school event.
Exactly. That's good.
We know we could do the back to school event because we'd be doing them anyway, and we could do that because I know you have your things you do out there, but you never really have a conjoined one over here on the west side.
That's
so
true.
You know, to get people to come, that would be good, man. Yeah. But yeah, I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be fun.
Let's put that in the parking
lot. Yeah.
You can come back. No, seriously.
Definitely. Let's come back and let's do that. Anita Smith. Well, Anita Smith, what's going on? She said, I'm late to the party, but I'm here. Anitra, not selling anything else, Howard, then joined us too. Man, and Leslie Kelly, they came on in. Good thing Leslie wasn't here earlier when he was talking about music.
She just got back from Paris.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, bless the Lord. Unless she's still over there.
No, she texted me, said she was taking off.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, you on a plane?
That's some good Wi-Fi.
You got Wi-Fi?
Got that United Wi-Fi.
Hey, you got that.
Hey, you supposed to be sitting in the gold
you got
class.
That. You dig
she
Wi-Fi.
Said, bonjour, TTLO.
Now, what that mean?
It's hello.
I know.
Yeah, that's okay. You know what?
It's C translation. Let me click and see.
This. Oh, God. Help us all. Help us all right now, Jesus. Just help us all. Anyway,
what's been going on in the world, man?
I'm trying to see. So I don't even want to talk about 45 today.
Nah.
The sugar tax got repealed.
It did.
Effective December 1st. It's a wrap.
Right.
Now they're hiding about where we're going to get this money from to replace.
Exactly.
This $200 million that we was going to make.
I want to give big ups to Boykin, man.
Yeah.
I have to.
You think he finished out to run for commissioner, though?
You know,
president?
Nah, I wouldn't do that because I believe. And this is my take.
Yeah.
Boykin probably would be a good mayor within the next 5 to 7, 8 years.
A good mayor?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You think he would run for mayor in the city?
You know, honestly, we got to get it done. It has to get done.
I kind of think that's what LaShawn Ford is trying to do. I think he's trying to build him a base. He's in the city.
Yeah, he's in the city. He has a good reputation.
And he has a good reputation.
Yeah.
He had a little hiccup, and it got cleared up.
Yeah.
But he has a good reputation. The people know him, and he's well-respected on both sides down in Springfield. So, you know, if Rahm decides not to run, you know, because I'm sorry, y'all can be mad at Rahm, but who's running against Rahm?
Exactly.
Because if y'all send them same candidates, if Chewy come back and my Uncle Willie
right. – Man, listen here. I think this was Pastor Ackery.
Okay.
I don't know. Was it the president candidate or the mayor or something?
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you,
mm-hmm.
Uncle Willie was the top. Like, he would have been the favorable one to win. Like, for real. I can't remember what it was because of the ones that was handpicked.
Uh-huh.
They all had something against them.
Right.
And just the only one really didn't have a fair trial. You know, Uncle Willie, that's just Moses. He need an Aaron.
I don't know about Willie. I don't know.
But at least we know Uncle Willie got a bag.
We took the clip down because I had the clip up. Oh, you must not have been here.
No,
we had the clips.
No,
really.
No,
yeah.
No,
I ain't got no. I don't got no problem with the white man. I got white friends. Well, I got a problem with the white man. Y'all tell you don't want to call me. Want to call me wasted?
He's the only candidate I know. Hey, what's the way off my Bugs Bunny?
Right, your boy Elmer. Right, that's what he said. Right. I'm like, this dude, he, and it's bad when you can't even do your own political ad. Somebody else is talking about you, and then at the end, I'm Willie Wilson. I approve this message.
Hey,
y'all
talk
about my speech.
Hey.
I was concerned about, you know, I'm from the country. No, dude, ain't got nothing to do with you being from the country. Like, come on, man. I was done. I was done with that. I was done with doing.
Repeat the topic, please, for us late folks.
The
topic is 3 steps to get your walk with Jesus back on track.
Yeah, and we haven't actually started that conversation. We were doing some hot topic type conversations. Who asked that question?
Dr. Denicia Williams.
Oh.
Doctor.
The doctor is back. Oh.
The doctor is back.
Oh. Let's jump in.
Jelly Rabbit.
That's what we're going to do, y'all. We're going to take a real quick break.
Real quick.
And then we're going to come right back and get into the conversation. We don't want to hurt, you know, y'all just got here. So we're going to act right today.
Dr. Williams.
You ain't no kidding. Willie Williams.
Matter of fact, Pastor Williams, will you call me at 1:30? No, 1:45. Give me a call at 1:45.
We're going
to
take a real quick break, y'all.
I need to have a counseling session.
I promise it's going to be short. We'll be right back, y'all. I promise. TTLO, man.
We hope that you're enjoying today's broadcast. If you have any questions or simply would like to comment on today's show, please give us a call at 347-934-0546, or you can reach us at 855-381-8804. We would like to hear from you.
Now it's back on. So, man, sit down. All right, all. Right. Right. Here you come. Here.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, y'all, we have this good conversation we want to jump into, man. We're here. It's Taking Limits Off Radio. Your host, Danny King. My boy's in the house. Pastor Cornelius Parks is back. It's Mission on Monday, man. We always try to get something to make you think and have a conversation. So, again, today's conversation is 3 steps to getting your walk back on track with Jesus. This is from the website think.org, T-H-I-N-K-E.org. Think.org. It's a little different. There you go. So we want to talk about this. We want to jump into this article and spend the rest of our time doing that. You're free to join in with us. If you haven't already, hit the share button. Go ahead and do that for those of you on Facebook Live and everywhere else. Those of you guys listening on the radio side, we really appreciate you. Those of you watching on Ustream, we appreciate you as well. We're just going to jump on into today's conversation. Let me just jump into the article. The writer says this. He says, if life is a journey, sooner or later, we all lose our way. He says, that, my friend, is an inevitable side benefit of being human. Every journey begins with a single step in the right direction. But as life goes on, when we don't have our eyes fixed on the outcome, it's all too easy to veer off track. He says, you've probably heard it said that when our focus is off, even by just 1 degree over a long enough time, that leads us to places we'd never planned on going. And unfortunately, we've all been there. He says, some of you saw the title of this article and said, I want to find my groove again. I've lost my way a little. I want to get back on track following Jesus. I'm excited for you. Know why? He says, because Jesus wants you back on track too. How do I know? Because he told us so. Sometimes the way back is so simple that it almost feels complicated. He says, as a pastor and author, I meet people all the time who know the right answers, but for whatever reason can't seem to recall them or live them in the most essential moments of their life. As a follower of Jesus, he says, I always want to keep the most important things front and center in my life. And there's no greater teaching of Jesus than the greatest commandment. Think about it. Think about it. If Jesus, the greatest person who ever lived, not to mention our Lord and Savior, told us what the great commandment, the most important truth in life is, then we want to make sure we don't miss that. So to get our groove back, I want to look at 3 simple steps that Jesus gave us right there in his greatest commandment. Before we get to that, let's talk about being off track for a minute.
Yeah.
It's funny, man. You know, you use GPS, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I've been in Chicago all my life, but there's some places I just don't know.
Yeah.
And you use GPS.
That's a good example.
And sometimes there's a road closure that the GPS don't say.
Yeah.
Which forces you to change directions.
Uh-huh.
And now GPS says you would get there at 12 o'clock.
Right.
Now, because you had to take a detour and you did not have the right directions in the first place, you end up further off track than had you just tried to use the reroute button.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been given a direction by God? You started off following the direction.
Wow.
And then you said, oh, I can do this.
Uh-huh.
And the minute you stepped over here to do that,
man,
you lost where you was going for a minute.
Yeah.
And in this case, he says 1 degree for an extended period of time can cost you years.
For an extended period of time.
Come on, talk about it.
One of the problems, and I can attest to this.
Yeah.
Because the wrong atmosphere,
ooh, my God,
can get you off track.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good.
It really can't, because instead of you becoming a culture changer,
mm-hmm,
atmosphere
mm-hmm.
changer, and turn into a culture,
mm-hmm,
you become stagnated in that atmosphere.
Wow. Wow.
Instead of you trying to grow, mm-hmm, you become complacent.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be careful of the company you keep. You have to be careful what you worship at.
Mm.
You have to be careful of things that's not challenging to your spiritual development.
That's good. That's good.
In order for us to grow, we have to be challenged.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of us don't like the challenge, so we become stagnant. stagnated.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, that's just like a preacher. He got so many different tools.
Mm-hmm.
But he get to a place that he'll feel he don't have to study as much as he did before.
Mm.
Because he already know, but not understanding, mm-hmm. there's new application that needs to be brought forth.
Yeah.
What you did 10 years ago won't work now.
That's good. That's good.
But because you feel you have all this knowledge.
Yeah.
You can have knowledge, but what's knowledge without application?
Yeah, that's good.
And so we get stagnated because I'm number one, we get so complacent. I'm serious. And so we need to find how because I'm gonna be real with you. This is my confession. Even while my tenure at First Bethel, there have been times that I was complacent, that I wasn't giving my all in my study habits.
Yeah.
I wasn't reading as much as I needed to read.
Come on.
I wasn't praying as much as I needed to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was just looking at the crowd each Sunday, I wasn't preparing for the crowd to come.
Right.
I'm just feeding the crowd that's there.
I got enough to handle this.
And so now I'm wondering why the Lord wasn't bringing more because I didn't prepare for more.
My mom says this to me all the time when I go over there for dinner or anytime she's doing something. And I said, why did you cook so much food?
Mm.
And she said, because I don't never want it to be a position where we don't have enough.
Have enough.
For somebody else.
Wow, that's good.
Who might come. I said, well, who else is coming? Well, I don't know.
You never know. That's the thing.
So she's never cooked enough for just, even as a kid, when it was just me and her and my great-grandmother in the house.
That's good.
It was three of us, but it was food for six.
That's good.
Every meal was for six, seven, eight folks.
Good.
Now, even when I got my appetite.
Yeah,
it still was room, you know, and the same thing applies. You need to teach and preach like you're preaching to a crowd of a thousand versus 25 or 30. It shouldn't matter.
Exactly.
That's good.
Exactly.
That's good. I'm glad you shared that. I'm glad you shared that. Dr. Nishwa says you're on Point Parks. That's good preparation. Ron Brown says, I like that man of God all about being prepared. Come on, Doc. Let's go get these first point out.
Number one, go upward. Love God.
Okay.
We only get one shot at it today, at life. How should we best live?
Mm-hmm.
Who should we be?
Mm-hmm.
God wants to show us the art of living. That's good. The art of living is the art of loving.
It
probably won't surprise you to hear that the Old Testament contains a ton of commandments. A whooping of 613 of them.
Mm.
But in the New Testament, Jesus sums up all of them up in a single commandment.
Mm-hmm.
Start by loving God with your entire being.
Mm.
Follow that up with loving others the way you like to be loved. That's what I was preaching on yesterday.
That's good.
We see this in God's word in sections usually called the greatest commandment.
Mm-hmm.
Every relationship begins and is ultimately sustained by saying yes. We need to say yes to Jesus again and again.
Mm-hmm.
We need to respond to him. God loves you, always has, and always will.
Mm.
Even though you may be off track right now, God's love for you has not diminished. That's good encouragement.
That's good.
In order to see transformation happen in your life, you need to respond to God's love by returning that love.
Mm-hmm.
So the first step to getting your walk with Jesus back on track is to cultivate upward living by loving God with the totality of who you are.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, I love this because, watch this. He didn't say how to get back on track, start reading the word.
Yeah.
He didn't say how to get back on track by praying and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But he said how you get back on track, number one step, is start back loving God.
Yeah.
So that means you need to communicate with God.
Come on. That's
you
good.
Need to develop your relationship with God.
That's good.
Instead of you trying to develop your relationship with everything else, everybody else, or being outside of the will of God, you need to get back into the will of God.
Wow.
And to be honest with you, we use so many things to substitute our love for God because of our hurt and pain.
Yeah.
And so until we get back to what we call our first love,
we got to go back to
your first love.
That's it.
Because if you don't,
everything else you love.
And it goes back to your opening statements about every inch.
Yes, it. That's it.
Because if you keep allowing every inch to
keep taking you off course.
Uh-huh. Sooner or later, you're going to be miles away from being on track where he have called you to be.
Mm.
And so we don't even know how to position ourselves to be in alignment.
Yeah.
To receive the blessings of God. Mm-hmm. And because of what we go through, we suffer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Through a spirit of disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
because we don't want to obey the commandments because we feel like, why do I have to suffer? Why, when I'm going through, why do I have to? Here, I look at Blow Joe over there, mm-hmm. and it seems like his life is fine, but mm-hmm. look at me.
Yeah.
I'm here every Sunday. I come to Bible class. I come to Sunday school. I pay my tithes.
I just preached this yesterday.
See, look, man, confirmation. Confirmation.
All that.
We shouldn't have to endure what we have,
yeah.
all this stuff that everybody else endured.
We look at other people. I said this yesterday. I said, we look at other people and think they got it all together.
Yeah.
And we want to know, how come I can't have that car? How come I
yeah.
can't have? We don't know the hell they went through to get it.
Wow.
And we don't know the hell they're going through to keep it.
Wow.
But you sit back because it looks like they got it all together.
That's good,
when I talked about Paul this day, and I said, here's the deal with Paul. See, if when we just read about Paul, Paul is like, Paul gets super Christian, you know.
Yeah.
He was this guy and all that. But Paul had issues.
Big issues.
Come on now. That, and I told him yesterday, I said, it's a whole other sermon, but that thorn in his side, we could really talk about that thing and mess some of y'all's heads up in here. But Paul had some issues, but Paul didn't allow his issues to take him off his course.
That's good. That's good.
He
that's
kept
good.
Pressing.
He
oh,
kept
come
pressing.
On now. I'm not going. Yeah.
No. That's good because here it is. We easily can be sidetracked.
Yes.
It's easy to get
too
sidetracked.
Easy. It's too easy.
And there's many scriptures to show to us that it's easy. When Peter walked in the water, he got sidetracked because he took his eye off.
I see that wave coming.
Exactly. And so here, now I want to bless somebody.
Come on.
Yesterday I was telling people, we too, Christians and the world, go through the same identical problem.
Yeah.
And it's designed that way
mm-hmm.
because Jesus wants us to show the world how to really go through.
Come on. That's good.
That's good. We can't go through just the same way as the world go through. We
that's
go
good.
Through with hope.
That come on.
We go through with faith.
Yeah.
We go through with confidence
that's
knowing
good.
That we will overcome.
That's good.
See, what happens, we have become just like the world.
Mm-hmm.
We start crying over our lights because we start worrying about this and that, and that's not what God intended for us to do.
Right.
He expects us to go through, but he expects us to go through knowing
mm-hmm.
that we shall come out.
Mm.
Everything that we go, every pain and suffering has a beginning
and an end.
And an end.
Yeah.
It's called going through.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, it's that's why I hate the fact that script when we start to take scriptures as cliche.
Yeah, exactly.
We
exactly.
You know, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. If y'all would just pause for a minute on the part of the scripture that says, yea, though I walk
through.
It never said, yea, though I sit. It didn't say, yea, though I rest, sleep, cry, moan,
no
pity party. It said, yea, though I walk through.
And you walking through just to see.
Right. But look, because he said, look, he knew. He said, look, I know what's out here.
Yes.
But I'm just going to keep.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah. All right.
And that's, you know, honestly, that's our downfall.
Yeah.
Our dilemma.
It gets us in trouble.
It does. And then it's our spiritual development,
mm-hmm.
our maturity
mm-hmm.
in the word.
Mm.
And that's why we get sidetracked.
Yeah.
Because there's no word.
Yeah.
And if there's no word, there's no spirit.
Mm.
And if there's no spirit, that's because you didn't have a prayer life.
Oh, wow.
And so it's like a domino effect.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't expect for you not to have relation and then go through and thinking everything is going to be all right. Your faith is already weak because you have not been filled up.
Yeah. You can't start this walk with no lackluster faith now.
And that's our struggle.
You can't.
Our struggle.
Yeah. And you got to make sure you know who you got your faith in too.
Ooh.
Come on, let's keep going. We're talking about three steps, y'all. Three steps to getting your walk on back with Jesus back on track. Go ahead, number two,
go inward.
Mm.
Now this is gonna be powerful, y'all.
Come on.
Because a lot of us fail at this part. Love yourself.
Uh oh.
See, and before I even read it,
come on.
I gotta say this. Loving yourself is not gluttony.
Yeah.
It's not
selfishness. Right.
No, it's not providing things that's causing more harm to you.
Yeah.
Loving yourself is putting yourself in a good position
uh-huh.
that you can see healing, you
uh-huh.
can see cleansing,
uh-huh.
that you can see a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Loving yourself is really putting yourself around good people that's going to hold you accountable.
Uh-huh.
Let me read.
Go ahead.
Not only is it imperative to love God,
yes.
but through God's love, we learn how to love ourselves properly.
Yeah.
Our culture tells us you need to love yourself. God tells us you need to learn to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. Those identical statements means nearly opposite things. Our culture wants us to love ourselves by putting ourselves first. This is incredibly destructive.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reason relationships rip apart, because you have two people putting themselves first, selfish, instead of the other person.
Mm-hmm.
It's why Paul told Timothy, there will be a terrible time in the last days.
Yep.
People will be lovers of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reason our public discourse is poisonous,
mm-hmm.
and the reason Americans spend more than $1 billion each year on teeth whiteness.
Wow.
Good things Jesus was sent on a rescue mission.
Mm-hmm.
See, God, what God means by loving ourselves is incredibly powerful.
Mm-hmm.
We love and value ourselves based on the finished work of the cross of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
At the cross, our identity is displayed in God's grace and love.
Mm.
Don't miss this. The only way to love ourselves is the way that God desires, is to see ourselves through the lens of the cross of Jesus.
Come on, that's good.
Jesus' spirituality is all about Jesus. And everyone knows that the cross and the empty tomb is what Jesus is all about. But when was the last time you thought loving myself has everything to do with the cross and the empty tomb of Jesus? The death and resurrection of Jesus and our trust in him places us in the family of God. In order to properly love ourselves, we need a clear vision of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
God's perfect plan was for us to view ourselves through the lens of the cross.
Mm.
God wants us to view ourselves as he view us,
mm-hmm.
in and through Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't think about it that way. We need to.
Mm-hmm.
We were recreated in Christ to think about ourselves this way. And we will understand our truest identity, the one given to us by God in Christ. Then truly biblical self-love ensures. The last part of the greatest commandment, love your neighbor as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible unless we love ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's what as means in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We need to love our neighbors in the same way that we love ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Which is to say, we're commanded to love ourselves, but we got to do it in God's way.
Yeah.
And the good news for us is that we live upward by mm-hmm. loving God. The Lord will reorient our self-love so we become increasingly emotionally healthy people.
Wow.
We are guilty
mm-hmm.
in this capacity.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee we confuse loving ourselves with selfishness.
Yeah, I think here's this where people can get caught up. Like what he said at the very beginning, where people can get confused. The very beginning of this, he says our culture tells us you need to learn to love yourself. God tells us you need to learn to love yourself. Okay, he says here's two identical statements, but one is God's way versus what culture says. Culture says put yourself first, and if you
that's
want to talk,
culture.
Yeah, if you want to talk on a larger scale, that's part of what's going on, what's wrong with the church, because the church is so hell bent on loving itself internally, and we're ignoring everything on the outside of the church. So we've gotten real good with loving our fellow church member.
Yeah,
you know, my brother in Christ. But where is that same love? Yeah, where is that same love on the outside? And part of the reason why we can't go out on the outside is because maybe we don't love ourselves as much as we say we do.
On the inside.
On the inside. Because, see, it's easy to say, you know, oh, I bought that job. Why you buying all them clothes? I love myself. You know, whatever. Really? Or are you doing that to cover up something else?
Exactly. I think another one of the greatest points that he the author make is
mm-hmm.
we got to see ourselves the same way God sees us.
Through the eyes and the lens of the cross.
Exactly.
That's it.
And a lot of times we really don't fully see,
mm-hmm.
know how God sees us.
Right. That's true. I like this. Dr. Tanisha Williams says, you must first know who you are in God in order to love yourself as God. See it through his lens. Absolutely. I think we tend to forget. It's like when you know, like yesterday when I got up, and I'm sure you've done it, you know, and you mostly hear it from associates when they get up to preach. You know, because they always say, you know, Lord, remove me.
Uh-huh.
See the cross.
Yeah.
You know, I said it myself.
Yeah.
It came out yesterday. I caught myself before I even
got,
you know. But you want people to see you as Jesus sees you.
Exactly.
Don't see me as what you think.
Exactly.
Or what you believe I should be.
Exactly.
See me as Christ saw me. And then for us to love ourselves, we first need to recognize how messed up we are.
Number one, we got to die.
You
got daily.
Yeah. death to self
and
death to the flesh.
I think that's one of our problems. We only want the Shekinah glory to shine upon us on certain times.
Of course.
Which we need to allow it to shine on us every day.
We only want the glory part of the Holy Spirit. We don't want the convicting part.
Exactly. Because in order for the glory to really shine,
come on,
convicting must take place first.
That's what now you're in my Bible study lesson. Because I told you, if God admonishes his children, any child that cannot be chastised by God is not a child of God.
It's not a child
of
God.
If I can't correct you
exactly
in your wrongness,
exactly,
then if I can't correct you, then you're not a child of God.
Exactly.
If you're not willing to be corrected and admonished,
yeah,
then you can't call yourself a child of God. Even though the Bible says once Jesus did what he did, it brought us into the kingdom, into brotherhood
exactly
with him. So it made us his God's adopted kids.
Yeah.
But we can't get beside the fact, like you said a few minutes ago, about dying to self. We have to recognize that that all of our stuff, you know, as we like to say, our stuff stank too.
It does.
Come on now. I don't know, and I don't want to gross nobody out, but I don't know none of y'all leave the bathroom and don't stink when y'all come out now. I don't.
Yeah.
If you do, you need to get checked out. I'm just saying. You know.
We all have a vice. We all have issues.
Issues.
Whatever they are.
We do.
But the catch to our issues and the catch to our vices is really knowing who we are in him.
Yeah.
And I don't believe a lot of people don't really know who they are in him.
That's good.
And I'm just being 100 when we say that. Because if you knew who you were in him,
mm-hmm,
your faith wouldn't be so small. Your mm-hmm your hope wouldn't be diminished. You have total trust.
Your self-esteem wouldn't be so low.
You wouldn't even want to commit suicide.
Your self-esteem wouldn't be so low. You wouldn't be so easily knocked off your square when somebody came saying something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'll fully understand the proverb said, open rebuke is better than silent love.
Ooh,
and certain things of the Bible that we just don't agree upon.
Mm-hmm.
And now, there's one thing about the Bible I definitely don't agree upon. When Jesus told his told the man, once I heal you, don't go tell nobody. You know, I struggle with that because I want the world to know that he healed me, cleansed me, he delivered me.
But see, that was Jesus trying to keep stuff on the QT.
Most definitely.
Until his time had come.
Most definitely.
I get that. I get that.
So you know, I think one of the struggles is we got to get to know who we are.
That's good.
You won't. Everybody else to know who you are, but truth be told, you don't even know yourself.
Right. You want people to know your name before you know who you are. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's good. Let's go, y'all. Last one. The writer says this. Number 3 says, go outward, love others. He says, the final step to getting back on track is to live outward by loving others.
Yeah.
As you live upward by responding to God's love with love for him, and then you begin to love yourself based on God's love, the Spirit of God invites you to push outward to love others with this amazing love. He goes on to say, God doesn't want his love to stop with us. But let's be honest. Loving others is incredibly hard. I'll read that again. Loving others is incredibly hard.
Yes.
Why? He says, because people are messy.
Yes.
And when we lose our way, we don't want to love messy people.
Yes.
He says, but living upward continually reminds us that God loves us, even in the midst of our messes. And living inward teaches us to love ourselves, even though we are messy. Then living outward directs us to love others, especially when they are messy. Oh, my God.
Wow.
He says, and just like that, 3 simple steps, you find yourself in a day, day in and day out, locked into the groove of following Jesus. Upward, inward, and outward. Okay, let's delve into this thing.
Yeah.
About God. Yeah, God invites you to push outward to love others. But that goes back to part of the greatest commandment. After you've given your life over to Christ, and part of being a good disciple is what? Go ye therefore. What's the first commandment? That you love ye one another. That's the first commandment. He didn't say love the people that ain't messing. You know, love the people that ain't gonna lie on you. Love the people that ain't gonna talk about you. He said love ye one another. There was no caveat. There was no he didn't preface it with nothing. There was no type of circumstance or anything like that. Go ahead.
You know, Jesus messed me up in my sermon yesterday.
Yeah.
Because in Luke, and I want to share this.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, whenever you guys get time, read the whole entire Luke 6, especially the latter verses, starting at verse 26 all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said this. He said, listen, you loving those who love you, it's just like sinners can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Sinners can love each other.
Mm.
But can you love somebody who don't love you?
Ooh, my, 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 my.
Can you put up with somebody who don't care for you? Can you do for somebody who's been your worst enemy?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus talking to them as this is the epitome of being a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Doing something that your flesh don't want you, won't allow you to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, that your spirit. Here it is. Your flesh don't want you to do it, but you allow your spirit to take over.
Wow.
And so sometimes in loving somebody else is one of the most difficult part when you know that person don't mean you no good.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus said, even though you know that person didn't mean you no good, you still had an obligation to love.
Yeah.
And I believe that's why Jesus allowed Judas to take him the way he did.
Yes.
Because Judas was there when he witnessed miracles.
Yes.
Judas was there when he seen Jesus pray.
Yes.
Matter of fact, he took the last meal with Jesus and then went up to Jesus and hugged him and said, this is the man, come and take him.
Mm.
But Jesus came back with his sarcastic self and said, friend, you did your job.
Right.
Still called him a friend,
yeah,
in the midst of chaos.
Yeah, he did.
Because he was still showing love toward this man.
That'll preach right there.
It still showing love towards this man.
Yeah.
In spite of the condition,
right.
Jesus was showing us, you still have an obligation to love.
Yeah.
And that's one of our struggles that we deal with in life,
mm-hmm.
knowing how to love those who have did us wrong, who have said some things against us. Matter of fact, our parents, our loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a struggle
mm-hmm.
to get that love back because we feel like I didn't deserve this. I don't know why you did me like this. But we forget what we've done to others.
Yeah. Yeah, we forget the people that we've hurt.
We forget the people we hurt.
Whether it was intentional or not.
Or not.
Right.
You didn't go back and apologize.
Right, right, right.
But you want everybody to apologize to you.
Yeah, yeah.
You want everybody to treat you like you're a king or queen.
I remember a story once, and it's not even, it's a true story. A lady in the church had offended a whole lot of people. And I guess it's at a time of self-reflection,
uh-huh.
she decided to make phone calls and either call or text people and say, I want to set up a time to talk to you. And I was one of these people she called. And she said, I just called. I want to apologize. She said, because I don't want no up between me and you.
Wow.
And she said, I just want to apologize and I'm sorry. And you know, I think, you know, we ought to be mission-based and vision-based. And I don't want, you know, some pettiness and messiness to come between us and what it is, the goal is that we're trying to do. And went on this whole thing and called me and about maybe 15, 16 other people. She told me, she said, I got a list of people I got to call.
Wow.
She said, because God put it on my heart.
Conviction.
Right? Only problem with that was it wasn't authentic.
Wow.
Because you went right back, right afterwards.
And did.
And started and took it to a whole nother level. So see, you suckered us in, but by being Christian, I had to forgive you because
you
came to me asking. Because before the conversation ended, before the phone call was hung up, do you forgive me?
And you know,
God says I have to.
Now this is what makes us Christians.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch this, because if she came back and asked for forgiveness through the Word,
yeah,
we should forgive again.
And yeah,
because the question was asked.
Yes.
How many times?
Yeah, seven times. Yeah. And I know, but and you know what? It never came back again.
Oh, the devil would,
right.
Listen, submit yourself to God.
Uh-huh.
Resist the devil.
Uh-huh.
He shall flee.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to come back because they're afraid of the anointing now.
No, because see, because now I had to start exposing some stuff. So,
I be real?
Come on.
This going to bless somebody.
Come on.
There are some people in your life that you hear stuff about you that they're saying through other people. They would never confront you directly because you got something on your life that wouldn't allow them to come to you.
Oh, God.
And it's not because you're mean.
Uh-huh.
It's not because you're arrogant.
Uh-huh.
It's not because you're going to tell them off sarcastic.
Uh-huh.
But it's because you have some anointing
uh-huh.
that was destroyed, that yoke.
Uh-huh.
And some folks not ready for their yoke to be destroyed.
Uh-huh.
The enemy knew how to confront people. Always remember this. The Bible said it was when Jesus got through praying in the wilderness when he was weak that he really couldn't defend himself.
Yeah.
But the devil took the wrong approach.
That's good.
And by him taking the wrong approach,
mm-hmm.
it gave the right answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Some folks, they want to tell you about yourself,
mm-hmm.
but they cannot because of who you are.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just got to be thankful on knowing who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only that, but now it takes us back to the second point, knowing who you are.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
You got to know who you are, because some things that come your way, it's going to hit you, but it won't prosper.
Mm-hmm.
No weapon formed against you
yeah.
shall prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment shall be condemned. And so you got some folks, and it's part of your process.
Yes.
It's part of the place where God wants you to be.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, stop spending wasted time worrying about what they're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when they don't have the courage to say it to you.
That's good. That's good, man. Look, I love this article. It's good, man, because it forces us as Christians to look in the mirror and see what direction we're going in, and see how far off of the path. How much of a detour did we actually take?
Oh, That was tight.
Because we're going this way, but how much of a detour did we actually take? And how much of it is because of our own doing, not because God sent us off? And it takes me back all the way back to the original detour with the children of Israel when they were coming out of captivity. Now, I don't understand. I read a couple different versions. They said that you know what, it should have been a 7-day journey.
Yep.
It took 40 years.
40 years.
All because of disobedience.
Disobedience.
Same thing happens with us.
Complacent.
God called us a long time ago.
Yes.
And for some, we ignored.
Yes.
Others, we listened,
yes.
and but came at our own pace. Jonah.
Yes.
Came when we felt like it.
Yes.
Jonah.
Yes.
Came when
That's
we
good.
Felt like it. I might have a sermon for next week. I just, it might have just hit me. But came when we
That's
felt
good.
Like it. And because of that, there were some detours.
Yeah.
That God didn't send us on. We got
did.
Sent on. And it's because of our actions that we got sent on this.
Self-affliction.
This, self-afflicted wounds.
Yes.
Those are some of the worst ones.
But we want to fault everybody for them.
Oh, yeah, because you got in my way.
You got it.
You said, I cussed you out because of what you said to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I lost my character because I let what you said to me bother me enough that I had to blow up so everybody could hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
This article is really good.
I
like out of all the three points, he
mm-hmm.
focused a lot more on loving yourself.
Well, you have to.
You have to. I think that's one of our downfalls as people.
Mm-hmm.
We get so caught up in things that's not of God that we lose out on really the most important parts. How can you help somebody else if you don't love yourself?
Wow.
How can you minister to somebody else if you don't love yourself? And I see why so many preachers, so many evangelists go to bed weary, stressed, depressed, worrying about things. It's because they have not taken time out to love themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying take yourself on a shopping spree.
Right, right.
I'm not saying go buy you a new car, a new house. That's necessity stuff right
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about do something abnormal by feeding your body spiritually.
Mm.
That's loving yourself.
That's good.
Putting yourself in good company.
That's good.
That's loving yourself. Saying no when your flesh want to say yes.
That's good.
That's loving yourself.
That's good. Man, look, this has been powerful, man. I'm glad to have you back in the studio,
good
man.
To be
this,
back.
This is,
I'm back.
This was awesome. Go ahead and pray us out, Doctor.
Father in heaven, we thank you, honor you, God. God, we thank you for 3 points that have been very convicting, God.
Mm-hmm.
We trust in the name of Jesus that somebody heard and it really got convicted on these substances that they may can use it for themselves or even share it with somebody else, God. I've seen somebody preparing their message that maybe got some good points that they can feed a flock, God. But whatever the case may be, I do believe that this is good medicine for our soul. We love you, God. We lift your name on high. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, we got to go. Y'all stay blessed, man. We out of here, and I'm going to leave y'all with this.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
Y'all keep your head on the swivel, man. We got to go. TT, I love.
Because anytime you sing about Jesus,
how
many of you know there's something about that name? There's something about that name. I want you to listen to it, and let's let the Lord bless us in this song.